This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The federal government has awarded nearly $23 million to the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe to expand high-speed internet. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
The grant from the U.S. Department of Commerce will help bring broadband to Ute Mountain Ute tribal members in rural southwestern Colorado and southeastern Utah. Bernadette Cuthair is the tribe's director of planning and development. She says this connectivity will offer, quote, a wealth of opportunities.
Whether it be government services, whether it be entrepreneur services, student services, health services as well.
The grant is part of a program by the Biden administration to improve internet access across native lands. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Olympic skier Michaela Schifrin heads into the World Cup season this Saturday with 74 career wins. That puts her within 8 wins of Lindsey Vonn's women's record and 12 wins from the overall record. The 27-year-old from Vail has never claimed fewer than 3 victories in any World Cup season. Her high was 17 wins in 2019. The Arapaho Basin Ski Area says it'll open for the season on Sunday. Skiers and riders will use the Black Mountain Express lift and high noon run between 8:30 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. Snowmaking at the area started earlier this month. Other ski areas will likely open soon, with snow in the forecast for the mountains this weekend. It's been a windy and dry Friday for much of the state. That's triggered fire weather warnings in parts of northern Colorado. The alerts cover communities from Granby to Sterling on the Eastern Plains. The National Weather Service has also issued fire weather warnings for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and much of southern Colorado. That alert runs through 6 p.m. tonight. The service says to avoid any activities that may create sparks. This is CPR News and KRCC.